This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August the 16th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's Authenticity Day. It's a day that invites each of us to be real, to show up as ourselves, to remove the mask and let others see our truth, to actually embrace our authentic self. And that may sound simple, but as we all know, it isn't always easy to be open, to be authentic. Each of us has an inner voice, a part of us shaped by our ego, by our experience, by our hopes and our fears. Some of us mask ourselves to protect our feelings. We want to fit in and we don't want to be rejected. Others of us live openly, wearing our hearts on our sleeves. When we meet someone with an easy smile and warm eyes, we might sense that we're seeing their true self. But not everyone lets us in so easily. Some people hold back, and it's not because they're bad or dishonest, but because they've been hurt, and they've learned to be cautious. They've put themselves behind a wall. And yes, some people wear masks that hide darker intentions. They pretend to be kind, but use manipulation to serve themselves. Others of us hide behind perfectionism or aloofness because we're scared to open up and be vulnerable. Yet the goal of authenticity isn't perfection. It's all about truth. Psychology researchers have found that people who consistently act in line with their true values and identity tend to be happier, healthier, and more resilient. One 2015 study showed that people who rated themselves as more authentic reported higher self-esteem, more life satisfaction, and less anxiety and depression. In fact, one study found that people who feel that they are true to themselves tend to have stronger immune systems and lower levels of cortisol, the stress hormone. Authenticity isn't just about self-expression. It's also deeply connected to well-being and longevity. How do we know when someone is being authentic? And how do we build the trust to show our true selves? Sometimes it takes time. Years ago, I was invited to speak at a Mary Kay event. I was scheduled to speak at 11:30 on a Saturday morning, and it was right in the middle of the busiest time in my shop. I made arrangements so I could do it and prepared carefully. I even brought three lovely Mary Kay ladies to model for me and demonstrate how eight pieces of clothing could make 24 changes. I was ready. This was a huge opportunity for me to reach women who were starting their careers and wanting and needing my services. I waited, and 11:30 went by. It got to be almost 12. And the woman running the show briskly came up to me and said, "There has to be a change. We can only give you 5 minutes. Lunch starts at 12. That could have thrown me if I'd written a prepared speech for a half hour. But I've always spoken from my heart and I know my stuff. So I figured I'd make the best of the 5 minutes she'd given me. I placed my three models to my left and began trying to make the best use of my time. I told the ladies who I was, that I love dressing women to help them live their best lives, and that what I do as the wardrobe doctor is guide women to dress for success and for authenticity, and I invited them to learn more from me at my little shop on Spadina. I told them that due to a scheduling problem, my time had been cut, and since I only had 5 minutes, I couldn't explain the model's outfits and demonstrate how to build a professional wardrobe with just eight pieces of clothing. Then something happened. The room shifted. Women started applauding and calling out, "Show us, please continue, show us how we can do it." I looked to my left, and the very woman who had told me I only had 5 minutes was smiling at me and giving me a thumbs up. I finished my talk, I got applause, and I left feeling I had done it right. Later, I got to know that woman better. She was a Mary Kay director. Let's call her Carol. At first, she had a tough exterior. She came off abruptly, no nonsense, even cold. But over time, I realized something important. Her hard shell was her professional armor. She wore it to run large events, to deliver tough messages to the ladies she was working with, and to protect the women she mentored. Carol worked with women who were reinventing themselves. Many of them had never had a career, never stood up for themselves. She guided them, she coached them, she cheered them on. She helped them grow businesses using tough love and told it as it was so that they could grow a business and make money and be as independent as they wished. Over the years, Carol and I became friends, and she became a client as well. One day, she even brought me cookies she had baked. Her authentic self was a kind, generous, deeply loyal, caring, nurturing woman. And she was always there. It just took a little time to see it. So Authenticity Day isn't just a reminder to be real with others. It's an invitation to pause and to let people reveal themselves over time and to let ourselves also embrace our own authentic self. Maya Angelou said, "When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time." But sometimes people show us their armor first. And if we give them space, they may show us something much deeper. We can't force others to be authentic, but we can lead with our own authenticity, with kindness, openness, and a willing to connect. We can share ourselves and grow relationships rooted in trust and truth. And the rewards of authenticity aren't just emotional. They're physical, they're spiritual, they're foundational to building deep, lasting, meaningful friendships and communities. So today, as we talk about health and relationships and finance and home and image, we'll also get to know a little more of the authentic selves of my From a Woman's Perspectives team. Week to week, they share their insights to help each of us live our best lives. They don't hold back. They speak from their heart as well as giving us the benefit of their experience. In this hour, we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, Christine the Health Coach, and hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll also talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions and get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau and hear about creating a forever home from accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. Learn to invest for our financial future with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. And yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. At the end of this show, I believe we'll all know a little more than we know right now. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll begin. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca. Or call 416-504-6777.
Now, on National Authenticity Day, we have a conversation to help us plan for our financial well-being for someone who I find is real and caring, and I'm so happy he's part of our team. It's Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. I'm maybe going to be a little bit cynical today, and I'm usually not. But in today's day and age, authenticity seems in short supply. So much of what we encounter in the world might be characterized as contrived and perhaps disingenuous. Our pursuit of social media likes and the endless quest for validation is frankly a bit off-putting for me. And now as I write this, I'm inundated with endless encouragements to adopt AI and all the tools associated with artificial intelligence models to reach out and to engage clients and potential clients. I'm a bit loath to pursue them. However, our industry is a prime candidate to employ AI-generated algorithms to enhance investment outcomes and maybe mitigate against investment risk. Maybe it'll lead to better outcomes and maybe it will not. The variables are countless and the factors that influence investments and decisions are in some ways incalculable, yet we will and can explore probabilities. But here's the thing. There's also a move afoot to try to eliminate advisors and go it alone. You can do this. You're empowered by tools and readily available information to achieve great personal wealth and financial well-being. At least the do-it-yourself industry promises much better results at substantially lower costs. Really? However, if I borrow a phrase from the legal profession, a lawyer who defends himself has a fool for a client. The benefits of objectivity and sober second thoughts is vital, especially with money. There are virtually no successful business people, accomplished professionals, or revered athletic stars, etc., who have done it on their own. Every successful person has a team, accomplished and thoughtful professionals who, in essence, encourage you to pause, to think, to look at something from a different perspective. And yet we are encouraged to be penny wise. Recently, the Globe and Mail highlighted a woman who lost $70,000 from her Questrade account, in which she blamed the euphemistic hacker, and Questrade was absolved of any responsibility. What if this woman had an advisor, someone who had developed a relationship with her and would have acted as a gatekeeper against nefarious actors who bilked her of her money? I would imagine the fees she would have paid would have more than made up for the very fractional differences in the cost of investing. My clients can't get access to their investments unless they go through me and we verify, discuss, and make note of the withdrawal and its use. We may, like I just did yesterday, discuss what was the best way to pay for a bill used in renovating a client's home. In the end, they used a different approach than what they had originally suggested, as it was not the best way for them to pay for this expense. John Boyle, the founder of Vanguard Funds, I believe the original and still the largest low-cost exchange-traded fund provider in the world, once said that the 1% you might pay an advisor is worth 3% of outperformance. Why? Because we might help prevent you from doing something stupid. While the poor woman who lost $70,000 in assets is far below my minimum investments, when I was starting out, this would have been a good account to start with. I would have given care and attention to what her trust was worth to me. Going it alone in this age where AI-generated programs designed by cruel, the destructive, the spiteful, the ruinous criminals who will prey upon rich and poor alike seems to be running rampant. Every day we hear of people getting hacked. My wife had her Aeroplan account hacked. And while not the tragic outcome for that poor Questrade client experienced, the cost and the wasted time spent rectifying the problem was significant. That human advisor dedicated to your financial well-being may be the closest thing you get to an authentic relationship in the financial services industry. My own livelihood and well-being is directly tied to my client's well-being. We are in this together.
Well, Kevin, I know that you care about your clients, and the first time we met, you told me how you drive all over the province because you've been dealing with people for years. It's good that you can be the gatekeeper and protect us from hackers. If anyone listening wants a second opinion or just needs to have someone hold their hand to know they're doing it right for investing, then Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is an enabler, and I believe that you can hear that he really cares. Give him a call at 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Kevin, thank you for being you, and thank you for being your authentic self today and every day. I look forward to learning more from you next time.
Marilyn, thank you, and to your listeners, have a happy weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs. A seating width of 18 inches. Ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to touch on a little bit of a topic that some of my patients come in with. I wanted to talk about candida overgrowth and its relation to chronic fatigue syndrome. So a lot of my patients will come in with persistent fatigue. Sometimes they'll even have brain fog or even unexplained gut issues. And that could be tied to something hidden in our microbiome. And what that is basically candida. And candida is a type of yeast. It's normally found in our bodies, and it might be lurking around even our gut microbiome. And candida lives naturally in the mouth, in the gut, and in a healthy immune system, it keeps our bacteria, our friendly bacteria in check. But when that balance is disrupted due to, for example, antibiotics or even a diet that's high in sugar or chronic stress, candida can proliferate and it can lead to overgrowth. And the symptoms can include things like bloating, digestive upset, brain fog, fatigue, even skin rashes. And when we think about chronic fatigue syndrome, and for example, chronic candida, the two can be related because chronic fatigue syndrome is a complex and often debilitating condition, and it's actually characterized by unrelenting fatigue, same thing, brain fog, joint pain, and a range of other symptoms that can persist for 6 months without a clear medical cause. And some studies have found elevated levels of candida-related antibodies in individuals with chronic fatigue syndrome compared to healthy individuals. So this suggests that the immune system may be reacting to persistent candida. And chronic candida overgrowth in the gastrointestinal tract may also contribute to increased intestinal permeability. And we talk about this, we refer to this as leaky gut. And for example, compounds like endotoxins and fungal byproducts, they get into the bloodstream and they can trigger inflammation and immune reactivity. So there's several proposed mechanisms, for example, that candida overgrowth might contribute to. So we think of the immune system, mentioned increased gut permeability, even neurotransmitter disruption. That's our brain fog. That's some of the symptoms that we're getting. And sometimes I see patients with multiple pathogen load. So, for example, candida overgrowth may not be acting alone. It can be one of the several microbiome imbalances, including viruses and bacteria, and even parasites that overwhelm the immune system. So very quickly, when we think about strategies, we have to think about diet, probiotics, targeted antifungals, gut healing nutrients, and even lifestyle habits. So this is a fairly big topic, but certainly if people have some questions and they think they might be exhibiting some of these symptoms and they would like some naturopathic help, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you have any health issues and you want to deal with them naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl offers you a complimentary 15-minute consultation either by phone or in person. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to help us understand how we can hear our best, Edmund Ivazian, hearing instrument specialist of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Along with Authenticity Day, today is also one of my favorite days. Tell a joke day. Now, there's something special about laughter. It breaks the ice. It brings people together. And sometimes it's exactly what we need to lift the weight of the day, even just for a moment. I'll admit it. I love a good corny joke. Dad jokes and all of that. I keep a few in my back pocket just in case the mood in the clinic needs a little boost. Let me share a classic one. Why don't skeletons fight each other? Well, it's because they don't have the guts. All right. I know it's maybe not comedy gold, but it gets a smile almost every time. And that's the point. Jokes, even the cheesy ones, are about connection. They're about timing, delivery, and the joy of seeing someone else crack up. But here's the thing most people don't think about. Jokes don't land if you can't hear the setup. You miss the punchline, and instead of laughing, you're left smiling politely, pretending you got it. I've seen it happen so many times. Someone comes in frustrated, not just because they're missing conversations, but because they're missing out on the moments, the jokes, the stories, the things that make life feel lively and connected. That's what makes what we do so important. When we help someone hear better, we're not just adjusting devices, we're opening the door to joy, to laughter, to belonging. And what I love most is what we do in a way that helps put people at ease. We explain things clearly, walk them through their options, and give them the space to decide what feels right. No pressure, no confusion, just support, expertise, and maybe even a well-timed joke. So today, if you haven't told a joke in a while, tell one, even if it's bad, even if it makes someone groan, because laughter is meant to be shared. And if you've stopped hearing the punchlines lately, come see us and let's make sure you can hear them again.
Well, Edmund, jokes make happiness happen, so it's good to do it all the time, including the month of August. And if anyone wants to find out how to hear their best, whether it's getting an intensive hearing test or learning about hearing aids, give Edmund a call at 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. You can't go wrong when you deal with people who will hold your hand through a process. Thanks, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
When we're looking at ourselves and we're ready to show our face, our true face, to another person and meet the right person, it helps to have an experienced matchmaker. And here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I'm here to talk a little bit about Melanie, and she's somebody who called in this past week, and she was very frustrated. She was very frustrated by dating apps and by online dating. And basically she said to me, you know, what can Misty River do for me that I'm not already doing on dating apps? And that always makes me a little bit uncomfortable, because when you talk to somebody who's already been extremely frustrated and they feel like they've had their time wasted, it's like you're digging yourself out of a hole someone else has created. So it's from a matchmaking perspective, I guess anybody in business, it's difficult to deal with people that are coming from that kind of experience. So, well, the first thing I wanted to do is, you know, what are you looking for? Like, are you looking for things that are reasonable? So is the reason you're being so frustrated is because maybe you're looking for things that are not attainable given, you know, what you have to offer, that kind of thing. So we talked a little bit about that. I also wanted her to understand clearly what we can do and what we can't do. So we're a matchmaking service only. We can't guarantee that somebody's going to meet the love of their life. What we do is we present people that you wouldn't otherwise meet in your current social circle. The other thing we do is we charge a fee for the service. So the people that are coming to us, it's like a qualifier. So you know these people are serious about something long term. They're not just looking for a quick hookup online. They're not casually dating. They're people that have an eye to the future. So they're looking for someone to build a life with. And I also wanted to be clear about whether or not she was clear in what she's actually looking for. Because sometimes people misrepresent what they're looking for when they're doing their own profile, or they're not able to establish clearly to people what is it that you're looking for. So those are all the things we do when we take someone on as client. And I just wanted to make sure, first of all, is Melanie somebody who's going to be difficult even for me to match? And when I take somebody as a client, I want to know that there's at least 100 people in the database that meet pretty close to exactly what she's looking for. So I did that first, and it turned out she was a very good fit for the service. And then we talked a little bit about, you know, all the things that she's looking for and those kind of things. And turns out, sure enough, she's a really good candidate. And it's just that she's putting herself out in these sort of venues that have become so bloated with people that are, you know, looking for money or who aren't serious or are halfway out of another relationship, that she's not used to being in a service where she can have some success and she can have a better handle on the kind of people she's meeting. So that's one of the fears people have when they come to a matchmaking service. But as long as you're able to establish clearly the things that you want and able to communicate that to your matchmaker, you're probably going to have a good chance of having success.
Well, when we're open and authentic, then we can actually have a chance, like you say, to meet someone who is the right person. If someone wants to talk to you like Melanie did and find out more about matchmaking, how do we reach you?
So you can do a free consultation just by booking an online appointment. So basically you go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and you book a time that works for you, and I give you a call at that time. I can do it either through a video call, or we can do it over the phone, and we go through what you're looking for, and it doesn't obligate you, it doesn't cost you anything, but it will give you a much better idea of how the service works and what you can expect if you are to become a member. So 1-877-334-9041 is our number. You can also call and book an appointment over the phone or our website, mistyriverintros.com.
So to get started, write the number 1-877-334-9041 down. Give them a call, or I'll reach out to Linda any way that's convenient. And Linda, thanks for sharing Melanie's story and adding clarity to Matchmaker 2025. Speak to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
I have a friend, and her husband's doctor said, "You can't walk on that foot," but he needed a dentist. And someone said, "Well, I know someone who comes to your home." And that's how I met Suzanne Salga. She brings dental health to your home with her company, Denture Ready. And she's part of the From a Woman's Perspective team because she sincerely delivers great service when it comes to dental work at home. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. I love this topic because authenticity is really at the heart of what I do every day. To me, authenticity means being honest and real with our patients, meeting them exactly where they are, listening deeply to their stories, their struggles, and their hopes for an authentic smile and their comfort. It's about creating a safe space where people feel seen and understood, not just as patients, but as whole individuals. When I provide mobile denture care, that authenticity shines through. Because I'm not just here to fit dentures. I'm here to support people in their own homes, their own space, where they feel peaceful and relaxed. There's no pressure, no rushed appointments, no uncomfortable waiting rooms. I take the time to explain every option honestly, in clear language, so many patients truly understand what's best for them and they can make informed decisions. Whether it's a simple denture, a denture adjustment, a denture repair, or a new set of custom dentures, the goal is always the same, helping them smile confidently and comfortably in the way that feels genuine to them. Genuine professional advice, respecting your choices. I never push a treatment that doesn't feel right for someone. Instead, I work with them to find solutions that match their lifestyle, their health needs, and their values. So on this Authenticity Day, I want to remind everyone that your smile is deeply personal. And when you choose a denturist, who values sincere and heartfelt care, you get care that honors that truth. If you or a loved one find it hard to get to a clinic, remember mobile denture care means I bring the expertise right to your door. In the comfort of your own home, you get the respect, attention, and honest care you deserve. And just to let you know, besides fitting and adjusting full and partial dentures, we also provide same-day denture relines, same-day repairs, and additional name labeling inside your dentures. We even offer in-home whitening services, cleanings, and oral hygiene care, and can match your denture teeth to your natural teeth or vice versa if you're wearing a partial denture. So your smile looks seamless and true to who you are. We're just a phone call away. Whether you're ready to take that step, you'll be happy you called, and we can discuss your next steps when you're ready. So please call me. I'm Suzanne Salga. You can reach me at 647-204-4478. I'm happy to be of service because every smile tells a story, and I'm here to listen and care for yours.
We don't know what we don't know. And I repeat it because I encourage people that are at home and wanting or needing dental care to give Suzanne a call because she's sincere and she offers personal solutions. And I think she's a gem. Her phone number, 647-204-4478. It starts with a conversation and then you can move from there. Suzanne, thank you and happy to have you on the team.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salka, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salka, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her smart realty solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's been such a wonderful summer that it's hard to believe it will ever come to an end. But alas, it will. And this week, I was reminded again by a very special client who reached out for advice about preparing her home for a spring sale. If I was planning for a home sale this spring, I'd be starting some key activities now to lessen the stress and work later. First, I'd start decluttering in stages. Go room by room, sorting items to keep, donate, discard, or sell piles. A lighter, brighter, and uncluttered environment feels bigger and more inviting to buyers. Next, I'd be tackling minor repairs. Loose door handles, leaky faucets, squeaky hinges. They may seem small, but they send a message to buyers about the overall upkeep of your home. I'd also consider updating lighting, replacing dim or mismatched bulbs, swapping outdated fixtures for bright, warm lighting makes your home feel cheerful and modern. I'd also freshen paint. Neutral light colors can make spaces feel larger and appeal to a wider buying audience. Providing a convenient turnkey property option for buyers will help get your home sold quickly. I'd also consider boosting your curb appeal. Clean the walkways, trim the shrubs, replace rusty mailboxes or coach lamps. All of these will help make a good first impression when buyers pull up to see your property. Next, don't forget to service major systems. Have your furnace, roof, and plumbing checked now to avoid surprises during the buyer's property inspection. But remember, if your furnace or air conditioning systems need to be replaced, never agree to lease them. You might also want to pre-pack sentimental items. This keeps them safe and starts the emotional transition toward your next chapter. If you have earmarked certain items for family members, now would be the good time for them to come pick them up and receive their gifts. Finally, I would start gathering key paperwork. Anything related to the property, the legality, your warranty documents, utility bills, tax documents, property survey, all of these in a nice, neat, organized file will be a gift to your realtor and your real estate lawyer when the time is right. The bottom line is that the spring real estate market will reward homes that are clean, well-maintained, and move-in ready. By starting now, you avoid last-minute stress, and you can work away at your own pace. As a downsizing realtor, we have the roadmap to guide you through the preparation of your home for a future sale. We do this more than a dozen times a year and have become experts in the systems and services our senior clients need for a smooth transition to their next home. And we're happy to share some of these tools with you for free on our website, smartrealtysolutions.com. Here's just a few of the resources you'll find there. There's a link to register for our upcoming webinar, Best Renovations for Return on Investment. This is an hour-long presentation on Wednesday, August the 20th. It's going to walk you through the best home improvements you can be doing now to make for a higher sale price later. There's a free accompanying workbook and other curated resources you'll receive to help you set priorities and a budget when planning your renovations. You can also go to our website to request a free, no-obligation downsizing consultation. This service is available to any of our From a Woman's Perspective listeners who are planning to downsize but aren't yet sure when or where or how. Let's schedule a casual, friendly, open-ended conversation with absolutely no pressure. You can also reach out to me directly at 416-460-5636 anytime. You can also start with the decluttering by requesting a copy of our workbook, The Decluttering Battle Plan, or join our 30-day decluttering challenge. Full information on both of these is available at our website, smartrealtysolution.com, or by calling me. Just like a summer road trip, planning a spring house sale requires some planning and organization ahead of time to make the journey smooth, to avoid as many of the potholes as possible, and to arrive safe and happy at your destination. At Smart Realty Solutions, we aren't just your realtor, we're your travel buddy. Well, that's it for me, Marilyn. My name is Sharon Parento, and these have been your Smart Realty Solutions for today.
Well, Sharon, you always tell it like it is, and I'm happy to give people your number. If you have anything you want to know about real estate, downsizing, or decluttering, then you have opportunities. Sharon's seminar on this August 20th, this Wednesday, or for a free downsizing consultation, just give her a call. Sharon Parento, Smart Realty Solutions at 416-460-5636. Thank you, Sharon, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Marilyn. I look forward to it.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. For over 40 years, I've had the pleasure of helping women from all over the world dress with purpose and confidence. Women of all ages, sizes, and walks of life, all with different stories and different styles. Some dress to meet life's demands, work, special occasions, travel, and others simply wanted to feel good when they look in the mirror. Whatever the reason, one thing I know for certain is this. What we wear can be a powerful way to express who we really are. It's a powerful message. I remember Jane. She came to me right after graduating from accounting. She was ready to build a career wardrobe, tailored pieces that would suit her professional life. But unlike many in her field, Jane didn't gravitate towards the usual black and white and gray and beige. She told me something I never forgot. Color gives me energy. I feel like myself when I wear lively colors. Her favorite hobby was painting vibrant florals, bold and full of life. And that same energy translated into how she wanted to dress. For a couple of years, Jane would come back each season to refresh her color-filled wardrobe. Then, for a while, she disappeared. When she returned, I hardly recognized her. She was wearing jeans and a black t-shirt, and she looked subdued, dull. She explained that she'd taken a job in a large real estate firm. She was doing accounting at the back office. No clients came in, and the norm with the people she worked with were jeans and black or white t-shirts. She'd adopted to fit in, but in doing so, she explained that she felt like she'd lost a part of herself. She told me, "Getting dressed in the morning doesn't bring me joy anymore. I want to feel like me again, but I don't want to make my coworkers uncomfortable." So together, we found a middle ground. We kept her base wardrobe simple: dark jeans, black jeans, but instead of dull t-shirts, we chose colorful jersey tops with unique necklines and bold, happy patterns in some of them. Things that made Jane feel alive again. We added a standout denim jacket with a geometric print, black and white and accents of red and yellow and Kelly green. It was still casual and appropriate for her workplace, but the color palette, it was pure Jane. A few weeks later, Jane was back, and she was beaming. She said, "You'll never believe this. My boss got stuck in traffic and had a last-minute appointment to show a penthouse condo nearby. He told me, 'Jane, I noticed that you've been dressing well lately, stylish but professional. Would you mind taking the keys and meeting the client and showing them the condo?' Of course," Jane said, "yes." She showed the condo and the client bought it. Now Jane is no longer hidden in the back office. She's been given a new role. She meets clients, assists agents, and represents the company. She told me, "By dressing as myself, I started to feel like myself again. And somehow, my boss noticed, and actually the world noticed." Authenticity was at the core of Jane's transformation. Her wardrobe became a tool for confidence and self-expression. Not just clothes, but a language that said, "This is who I am. And that's what I want for every woman I dress." Over the years, I've met so many women who hide in clothing that doesn't reflect who they really are. They're wearing what's expected or what someone else told them to wear instead of what makes their heart sing. But when we dress with intention, when we honor our own taste, our own flair, something shifts. We stand taller. We smile more. We engage with others confidently. As fashion icon Rachel Zoe once said, "Style is a way to say who you are without having to speak." Clothing is communication, and when it reflects your true self, it becomes your silent but powerful introduction to the world. If you'd like some guidance dressing to reflect your authentic self, I'd be happy to help you. You're welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. I'll gladly answer your questions and offer you advice, and no pressure and no charge. If you like Jane's story, know that I've shared many stories like it in my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. It's a collection of short stories designed to help you learn from the experience of real women just like you. For listeners of this show, signed copies are available for $20, and local shipping is free. Just call me to order your copy at 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and I'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And then you'll hear the close of the show and learn a little more about authenticity and how living true to yourself can open doors you never imagined. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. I was at a presentation, and I heard a man saying, "I wish that people would ask their questions and tell me their stories. So few people know about the tax credit that they could have." And he was so passionate that I walked up behind him, tapped him on his shoulder, and learned a little more about disability tax credits. And that's how I met Peter Curtis. And I invited him to be part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team because he was authentic, he was real, and he cared, and he basically knew something I knew nothing about and that I'd never heard about. So today Peter's with us, and he's going to explain a little more about the disability tax credit because he's a specialist. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks, Marilyn. One of the things that people have asked me about because of the misunderstanding is, what is this credit and what is the purpose of it? And it's a medical-based tax credit. So people think that you have to be unable to walk or unable to feed yourself to be able to be approved for a medical-based income tax credit. But that's not true. Go with the idea that compared to someone who's the same age as you, do you take three times longer to perform that activity, such as walk, get dressed, prepare a meal, or eat a meal, or even manage your bowel and bladder functions? While there's also a mental functions aspect to this, a lot of the applications we do are based on physical, but we certainly do a wealth of mental health applications. So people don't think that they would qualify because, you know, even with a walker, they can get around, but they could still qualify. The money is there for you, and I don't think it's a good idea for people to wonder if they would qualify or not. So I'm offering a personal invitation to everyone listening to call us for a free consultation, and it'll only take 5 or 10 minutes for us to ask certain medical questions to determine whether or not you should apply for this. In the end, because it doesn't matter what age group you're in, there could be money for you. So there could be money through income tax returns and other programs, and this could get you access to all the different things that people with disability need as far as resources to make their lives a little bit easier.
Well, Peter, you made that very clear, and I'm still sure there are people thinking, I wonder if I qualify, but I don't want to bother the man, and maybe I don't, I maybe I'll do everything I want. If you're in that position and you're thinking about these things, then instead of wondering, make a call to Peter Curtis and learn what the disability tax credit is and whether it will work for you. There are many aspects, and we don't have lots of time to give Peter the time it would take to really be clear. So give him a call, 519-265-3145. Call the Disability Tax Credit Specialist, Peter Curtis. Ask questions, get answers, because you don't know what you don't know. And money in your pocket instead of the government's is a good thing when you qualify. Thank you, Peter, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Marilyn. All the best.
Applying for the disability tax credit isn't your doctor's job. It's our job. Disability tax results. Use our experience in medical law to your advantage and increase your chances of being approved. Call us for details and a free consultation. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Strength and power training for older adults. Studies attest that strength training, as well as aerobic exercise, can help you manage and sometimes prevent conditions as varied as heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, and osteoporosis. It can also protect vitality, make everyday tasks more enjoyable. When it comes to exercise, strength training rarely gets the attention it deserves. The fact is, strength training is equally important to aerobics. It's often overshadowed by aerobic exercise, the kind that makes your heart beat faster and your lungs work harder. The cardiovascular benefits of aerobic exercise can add years to your life. Strength training can make those years fuller and more rewarding. By conditioning your muscles, strength training gives you the power and agility you need to stay fit, active, and independent. It protects your ability to do everyday tasks and many of the things you love to do. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com, to try my online group training complimentary for 2 weeks and see if this is right for you.
It's free. 2 weeks to stay fit, active, and independent. Call Christine at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
When you're dealing with a contractor, you want to know that you're dealing with someone who's upfront, who's authentic, who will tell you like it is. And I'm so grateful that we have Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, who shares his information week to week and delivers just that to anyone who calls him. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And as you mentioned, one of the things that truly sets us apart from other companies is our commitment to honesty and being genuine, even when it means recommending a solution that isn't the most profitable for us. Recently, we worked with a client who wanted to make their bathroom more accessible. Their initial plan was to remove a closet to expand the space. While we could have done that, and we always respect our clients' wishes, we believe in first taking the time to assess the space and explore all possibilities. In this case, the bathroom already had more potential than it seemed. Instead of tearing down walls, we widened the doorway for easier access with a walker. We replaced the standard tub with a low-threshold barrier-free shower to eliminate tripping hazards. We installed a well-placed grab bar for stability, adjusted the vanity height for comfort and safety, and enhanced the lighting to remove any shadowed areas that could cause a fall. The result was a safe, functional, and easy-to-navigate bathroom without sacrificing valuable closet space. Our client was delighted, not only with the outcome, but also with the fact that they avoided unnecessary expense and disruption. At Greater Toronto Accessibility, we pride ourselves on being genuine, practical, and client-focused. We'll always listen to your ideas and make them happen if that's what you truly want. But we'll also recommend solutions that best serve your safety, comfort, and budget. Because to us, it's not just about completing a project, it's about doing what's right for you.
Well, Daniel, you always do it once and do it right. And I have people call me and thank me for the referral. Greater Toronto Accessibility is an award-winning company now. And I congratulate you on that. And I congratulate you on making people happy. And on this Authenticity Day, I thank you for being authentic with everyone who reaches out to you. Tell us about your specials.
For sure. So we want to give you the opportunity to stay in your home forever. So we have something called the Forever Home Assessment. And what that is I come out to the home and we can assess the house from top to bottom. But basically, we're looking at areas that maybe you have challenges with. It could be the bathroom. It could be the kitchen. It could be getting up the front stairs into your own home because the steps are uneven, unlevel, or you have no railings. We look at all of this around the house and we come up with practical solutions so you know what the options are to stay in the home that you love, because that's where we want you to be. And we want to make this roadmap to your future. So it comes with a full written report with pictures so you know what you're getting. And this assessment is invaluable because if this is the place you want to stay for as long as possible, this assessment is very important for you.
Does somebody have to order something from you to get this assessment?
Absolutely not. No, the assessment you can just get on its own. It's the Forever Home Assessment, and it is usually $89.95, but I do want to give away a show special today, Marilyn, if that's okay with you.
I always ask you for one, so I'm glad you're offering it of yourself.
For sure. So it's usually $89.95. I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So if you call me directly at 647-206-6409, you can book it directly with me.
So Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, you know if you call him, you'll get honest information. He'll tell it like it is, and if you do give him the work, he'll do it once and he'll do it right. And if you call in the next few minutes, you'll be one of the first three callers and save yourself $89.95 for the Forever Home Assessment. The number, 647
206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
It's Authenticity Day, a special reminder that each and every one of us has the power to be real, to be genuine, to live without pretense. We can show up as we are, with honesty and with courage, or we can hide. We can cover up parts of who we are, or even mask our whole selves in an effort to fit in or to avoid judgment. But there's something freeing about being our authentic self, about being true to ourself. When we allow ourselves to be real, when we give others permission to do the same, we take off the masks, we let down the walls, and life becomes simpler. It becomes clearer and more honest. As Oscar Wilde once said, "Be yourself, everyone else is already taken." There's power in that. Because even if being real means not everyone will like us, at least they'll be responding to who we truly are. Authentic living builds real relationships. It makes room for deeper conversations, stronger connections, and fewer regrets. And history is full of people who dared to be real, who stood firm in their truth even when it was difficult. Think of the artists who walked away from classical forms and created the Impressionist movement, painters like Monet and Degas. They were mocked at first, but they remained true to their vision, and today their work is beloved around the world. Think of the dancers and musicians who moved past tradition and invented new styles, from jazz to hip-hop. They didn't wait for permission, they led with their passion, and they moved us. They literally moved us and emotionally moved us as well into new eras of expression. And if it weren't for people willing to reveal themselves, to share their dreams and take chances, there'd be no progress, no innovation, no beauty in this world. Each of us has been given this one life, and many of us have experienced pain. We've been hurt, disappointed, maybe even broken. But maybe, just maybe, today, on this Authenticity Day, it's a chance for us to gently lower our armor a bit, to take one small step towards showing who we really are. Because when we live authentically, we not only feel better, we make the world better. Remember, according to recent studies, people who live authentically report higher self-esteem, better mental health, and greater overall life satisfaction. And authenticity fosters resilience and freedom and, yes, joy. So today, on this Authenticity Day, let's take a moment to pause, to look within, and get ready to take a breath and show the world a little more of who we truly are. It's time now to say goodbye and say thank you. Thank you to our healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. Your dedication is inspiring. Thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. You make this hour possible every week. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. Week after week, you share your insights and knowledge and are your authentic selves in an endeavor to help us move forward and live our best lives. And to you, our loyal listeners, thank you. Especially those of you who aren't only just tuning in to listen, but who also take steps to explore, to reflect, and to live more intentionally and authentically. And please remember, you're not alone. If you're ready to move forward, we're just a phone call or an email away. You can visit my website, merilyns.ca, and click on the On Radio tab for the full list of the sponsor experts. Or if you'd rather speak to me directly, you're welcome. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Have a great day and a fabulous week. And in this week, let's all try to embrace authenticity and not be afraid to show who we truly are.
As Carl Jung said, the privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. And we all can embrace our authentic selves if we try. Bye-bye until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Take care and try to be authentic.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.